there's widespread scientific evidence that pesticides do cause cancer and that they're linked to many other medical conditions. The David Suzuki Foundation has a study here where they say 6,000 Canadians and 2,800 children under the age of 6 suffer acute pesticide poisoning each year. So that's quite a large number, and that's acute. Cumulative risk refers to the several different exposures and exposure over time, and that's not as well studied and harder to track. So you can imagine if there's 2,800 children who have visible acute effects of exposure to pesticides, how many of us are exposed to pesticides over our lives and over our days? So again, there's widespread medical acceptance on many issues, asthma, cancers, endocrine and hormone disruption, learning disabilities, leukemia, and neurological conditions. And what I'll focus on today is the links between pesticides and cancer. And we know that British Columbians are also concerned about this. According to an Ipsos Reid survey we did in 2008, over 76% of British Columbians were concerned about links between pesticides and their health. And similar numbers were also concerned about links between pesticides and the environment. So some of the cancers that pesticides may be linked to: childhood and adult leukemia, childhood brain cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, neuroblastoma, brain cancer, prostate cancer, kidney cancer, pancreatic cancer, and even some lung cancer.